Example 8. My husband and my teenage son do not get along. Example. I was married before and I have a teenage son from that marriage. My current husband and my teenage son do not get along at all. They're not openly hostile, but my husband picks at my son constantly, trying to get him to do things that he doesn't want to do. My son is very bright and rather independent. When he's enthusiastic about something, he always excels, but he wants to do things on his own terms, and he doesn't like to be coached or guided. So it's like a constant power struggle going on between him and my husband, and I feel like I'm caught in the middle. My husband has very strong opinions about how children should behave, and he really gets crazy when he thinks that my son is disrespectful of him or of me. I don't agree with my husband's approach to this, yet I want to support him. I'm so weary of the battle. I honestly wonder if any mixed families ever really find happiness. Are there any step-parents out there who truly love their stepchildren? While it's certainly understandable how unpleasant it feels to you to be caught in the middle of this situation, it could very well help you to finally come to understand something that's extremely important. It can be relatively easy to manage relationships with other people. In other words, as they ask things of you that will make them feel better, and you're willing to do the things that they ask, you can maintain a fairly agreeable relationship. As long as you meet the demands of most people, they'll like you pretty well. And for many individuals, that's the way they manage their relationships. One or the other takes the dominant role, the submissive one submits, and the dominant one dominates, and they more or less accept the roles that they have each chosen. It may be surprising to hear that the majority of relationships are like that to some degree. But when a third person, who now asks different things of you, is included in the relationship, the basis of your relationship is threatened. In your situation, you and your son had already established your relationship, and while you may not have realized it, your son had assumed the dominant role and you had assumed the submissive role, which fits your personalities well. Since your son is self-reliant, and to a large degree self-sufficient, and since his life was working rather well, it did not feel necessary to you that you gain control. But when your new mate entered the picture and now wanted to assume the dominant role, that threw things out of balance. It's not so difficult for you to please only one person, but when there are two people who each want different things from you, you now must choose which of them you're going to try to please. And if they should be like most people, who believe that they feel best only when they evoke the response from you that they need, now you have real trouble, for you cannot serve them both. Under those conditions, the more people you're trying to please, the more you're failing at pleasing most of them, and the more uncomfortable everyone is. In some ways, it's flattering that they think enough of you to care what you think or how you behave. But it's a trap any way you look at it. You simply cannot live your life trying to satisfy the prerequisites of other people, and the only chance you would have at any success in such a scenario would be to dramatically limit your relationships. In other words, you would find yourself really only able to serve one master. It is our encouragement that you make a new decision. Although most likely the people in your life whom you've trained to expect certain behaviors from you will not like your new decision very much. Decide that from this point forward, you're going to work to find vibrational alignment between you and you. In other words, you're going to do your best to align your current thought with the furthermost expanded version of you, and you're going to leave everyone else and their opinions out of the equation. This new decision, while disruptive at first, will come to serve you enormously well, because you just cannot stand on your head in enough different ways to please them all, and when you try, you will be miserable, and you will fail at pleasing them anyway. You must decide to please yourself in order to align you with you to become a vibrational match to your own inner being. When you are in alignment, then you have the most to offer others, but it will require their decision to come into their own alignment in order for them to receive satisfaction. Teach them that their happiness is their own responsibility, and in doing so, you will finally be free. So, as always, begin where you are and then make an effort to improve the feeling of your subsequent statements. For instance, my husband and my son don't get along. I don't think that they like each other at all. My husband is overly sensitive and heavy-handed when it comes to my son. My son deliberately makes things worse than they need to be. So that's how you've been feeling. Now try to find better feeling statements. Since this is an issue that comes up often in your life, you'll have ample opportunities to address it, and every time you take the time to try to turn downstream, even though there may be no obvious evidence of improvement, your personal alignment will have improved. And if you're steady in your determination to come into personal alignment about this issue, your power of influence will have an effect on the situation, and the physical evidence must come. Plus, you gain the bonus of feeling so much better about it even before they begin to act differently. It's really worth noting that a good part of their imbalance is caused by your response to what's going on. Both of them are using you and your reaction as a part of their justification for their own pushing against. And when you omit your discord from the mix, the whole situation will be soothed that much more. In other words, the fire may still be burning, but you will no longer be pouring your gasoline upon it. So, continue by reaching for statements that give you some relief. For instance, these are both nice people. They're trying to find their place in this new family combination. There are many dynamics involved here, but I don't have to figure them all out. You could stop there. You do feel better. You've actually done your work for now, but if you feel like continuing, you could benefit from the momentum you now have going. For instance, I can see how I've been exacerbating the situation, and as I don't do that, it will begin to improve. Now, that last statement may make you feel more uncomfortable than the last few because you're attempting to once again take responsibility for their relationship. Only you will really know if any statement feels better or worse, so just continue the effort of turning generally downstream. This too shall pass. My son will eventually go off and live on his own. This thought may be uncomfortable because you do not want your son to feel unwelcome and then to leave, so reword the statement and make it feel better. For instance, children want their independence. Most children want their independence long before they get it. It is natural for children to push against anyone who tries to rein them in. It is especially natural for children to resent any new person who tries to rein them in. Now, while this thought gives you relief regarding your son's behavior, it may make you feel worse about your husband's behavior. So now, try to find relief in that. This is all very new for my husband. I know he's doing what he believes is best for my son. He's trying to find his role in this new family. I can see how I can set the tone in all of this. When I don't let any of this get to me and I maintain my balance, I'll have a positive effect. We all want to feel good, and my feeling good, no matter what, has to make a difference. Feeling good can be contagious. I've always been good at lightening a mood. I love being playful. It's easy to take life too seriously. Nothing has gone wrong here. In the broad scheme of things, we're all doing extremely well. I'm going to enjoy watching the evolution of my desires. I'm going to enjoy experiencing the benefit of my personal alignment. I have no intention of controlling anyone, but it's going to be a lot of fun observing my power of influence. As you practice and achieve consistent downstream thoughts, your power of influence is tremendous in comparison with the power of your influence when your energies are split. The struggle you've been feeling contributed to the clear desire you were setting forth, and by practicing these downstream thoughts, you now come into alignment with the expanded version of these relationships. This is the end of CD 3.